for Legion, your ideal client is hanging out in other Facebook groups, right? Mm-hmm. And I can preach it until I'm blue in the face, but you have to actually be present in other people's worlds to get them to be present in yours.
Hey, babe, welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I am so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn how to sell in a way that feels good and brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you are doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, and you just want to sell in a way that feels fun without feeling salesy. Hey, I'm Jillian. I am your fellow sales queen and your soon to be podcast BFF. 22 years of a corporate sales pace, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales. I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from zero to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard, I have now also helped hundreds and hundreds of other online entrepreneurs grow and scale their business and also explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. I am literally so freaking excited today because I have one of my favorite humans on the planet on the podcast today. I have my friend, fellow client, business bestie, all the things on the podcast today. Hope Long, welcome to the show today.
Hi, Jillian. I'm so excited to be here. Hi, everybody. I am so pumped up today.
Yeah. Hope, tell the listeners who you are and what you do.
So my name is Hope Long. I am a lead generation specialist for Facebook. And what that really means is I help female entrepreneurs get consistent leads using the Facebook platform so that they can have consistent clients.
I love it. Because as a sales mentor, as a sales expert, sales will only get you so far. You have to have consistent leads coming in, and this is Hope's jam. So we're going to dive so much into this. And actually, Hope and I met inside of a Facebook group.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we met inside of a Facebook group. I've actually had the privilege of working with Hope, and then Hope's actually worked inside of my business. So it's just the true power of like being in your zone of genius and staying in that and really working it. So one of the things that I actually love about Hope is she has actually built a very successful business through one platform. So a lot of people are trying to build their business and they're trying to be on LinkedIn. They're trying to be on TikTok. They're trying to be on Pinterest. They're trying to be everywhere. And Hope, you love Facebook, but specifically you love Facebook groups. So tell the audience, the listeners, why Facebook groups are not dead and why you are obsessed with them.
Yes. So, and I will speak to that whole Facebook groups are dead thing because you've been seeing it. Everybody's been seeing it. Zuckerberg's always changing things, right? Like yeah. Facebook is always changing. The algorithm's always changing and people like to get scared. So they enjoy these like fear mongering posts where it's like Facebook groups are dead. I will tell you Facebook groups are not dead because that is where your ideal clients are hanging out. They're looking for information. They're looking for resources and they're looking for you. Mm-hmm. It depends. I love Facebook groups because I built a community myself. And then now we're at like 2,300 members, something
like that. And like how long? Tell the audience, like how quick did you build that?
I started it in March this year.
Yeah. So just for reference, guys, I've been online for 2 years and I have 1,300 people in my group. Hope's been online for like a minute and she's got like 2,300 people in her group. So like double down and get good and you can have your ideal clients literally in front of you. All right, Hope, take it back.
Yeah, definitely. And so Facebook groups are great for a couple of reasons, right? So yes, you can build an audience. You have to have an audience to sell to. Okay. You're not just going to jump on your Instagram one day and decide you're an entrepreneur and be like, hey, I'm going to offer $5,000 one-on-one coaching packages.
Yeah. Let me tell you something right now. If you have the mentality of I'm going to build it and they will come, that's not going to work.
Right.
It's not going to work.
You have to have somebody to sell to. The other half of it is when you have community and connection, which I know that you love. You talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. You actually have a more stable business plan because you will continuously, yes, have new people coming in, but you're nurturing people that are lurking, right? And there's lurkers everywhere you go. There's lurkers on your Instagram. There's lurkers on your Pinterest, all those places. But you're providing and you're showing up consistently and you're getting that like, know, and trust. That's one of the easiest ways to build authority is to start a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. You're in control of it. You're the admin. You show up. You're teaching valuable information. You become the source that people say, oh, I've got to go to Jillian. She's the sales queen. She knows exactly what she's talking about. I'm going to reach out to her.
And they like fangirl over you.
Yeah.
I mean, I see people in your group that are like, they want to be like Hope. Well, if you want to be like Hope, hire Hope. If you want the sales like Jillian, hire Jillian. If you want the mindset of Andrea, you hire Andrea. So there almost becomes this like thing, like they want the business that you have because you keep showing up and they start to almost like fangirl over you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like you're showing them what's possible too. That's a lot of what goes on inside of a Facebook group. You start to see how other people are making moves in their businesses, who they're connecting with, the power partnerships that you start to see, right? That growth and that development. And it makes you want to be in on it because what we all desire at the very core is simply human connection.
100%.
And that's where it all stems from.
Mm-hmm. So you not only have built your own Facebook group, but people hire you or have hired you in the past to help them build their Facebook group. So let's dive into what are some of the biggest mistakes that people are making when they say, I'm going to build a Facebook group. I'm going to start a Facebook group, Hope, and nothing's happening or it's dead. Where are they going wrong?
They're not engaging. They're not engaging.
Mic drop, end of the episode right here.
Right. So, and I can preach it until I'm blue in the face, but you have to actually be present in other people's worlds to get them to be present in yours. And what I mean by that is you really need to go into the groups where you really admire the admins, go into the groups where you really find educational content that inspires you, that motivates you, that conversations are happening, and plug yourself in. You have to plug yourself in because if you're not engaging, one, the Facebook gods are going to think, oh, well, this person is irrelevant. Therefore, their content is irrelevant. And when your content is irrelevant, nobody's going to see it, right? The reach is super low on that, right? So you have to make sure that you're actually engaged. And that's one of the biggest hoops to jump through is because people really struggle with consistency. Mm-hmm. They really struggle with putting themselves out there on a day-to-day basis. But even just it's simple stuff, it doesn't have to be complicated, right?
No, like just anything. I mean, I'm in my Facebook group 2 to 3 times a day and I'm not creating like long form content. I'm not putting up videos. It's like, what are you doing today? What's your favorite book? What's your morning routine? And sometimes, I mean, I'll be honest, I don't necessarily really care, but I'm just saying things to get my audience talking. And this is something that I actually learned from Lindsay Schwartz, who I'm sure many of you guys know listening to this podcast. What makes a Facebook group really successful is when you build community and they're getting something out of it that they don't just need you. Yeah. So a lot of people are very selfish in their Facebook groups. It's all about them. So it's like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And the people are only getting something out of the group because you're the person facilitating it. So for an example, like your group's Hope and my group 100%, people don't necessarily need me. They're engaging in each other. That's like, oh, I have a business question. Oh, I need a reference of a good book. Oh, I'm hosting a masterclass. So the community is still thriving regardless if Jill shows up or not. And that is the power a lot of times of Facebook groups that I think people are really missing out on.
Yeah, exactly. While yes, you might be like your Facebook group will establish you as the authority. Yeah. It also establishes you as part of the community itself, mm-hmm. right? So there, it's twofold. Yes, you're you. Yes, you're running it. You got all this stuff going on behind the scenes, but you also have these genuine connections, these referrals, these collaborations, these conversations. Every sale starts with a conversation.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, that's where it starts. Yeah. Do you think that a lot of this comes from people not wanting to let other people into their group? It's a scarcity mindset.
Absolutely. Yeah. But this goes twofold. While yes, you need to be selective on mm-hmm. who you let into your world, right?
100%.
You're right. You have to be selective.
There's a lot of people I don't let in my group. Like I'm not letting every single sales coach in the world in my group. I mean, I am smart. I am strategic.
Right. And that's part of the battle. The other thing is that when you're inviting people into the group, if you're coming from the sales mindset from the get-go, it's harder to make that sale. Yes. Because you need to be there to serve instead of sell, but selling is serving. So it really, you need to be open, have vulnerable conversations, have genuine, authentic conversations, show up as yourself in your sweatshirt and your messy bun, and people will relate to you and they will be so thrilled that you hopped on to do a live, right? Yeah. And they can't wait to send you a message. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where it begins. You have to come with an open heart and an open mind.
I definitely love that. So let's switch it a little bit to lead generation. So where do most people find their leads at when they work with you? Or how do you help people find their leads?
Their leads are hanging out in Facebook groups.
Yeah, 100%. I talk about this all the time and people don't want to do the work. This is like the organic stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Organic lead generation is what I specialize in. I don't believe that necessarily you need to start with paid ads and you need to shell out a bunch of money in the beginning, because in the beginning, we want to make money. We don't want to spend money.
Yeah. Let's talk about that really quick. I'm not against paid advertising. I'm not against promoting posts, but in the beginning, which I know a lot of my listeners are, you know, looking to hit their first 6K or looking to hit their first six figures, I'm going to teach you how to do things scrappy. I'm going to teach you how to like do the work organically. And this is the other thing. Organic growth is slower, but it's more sustainable.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's the difference. Like, you are going to build your business a little bit slower, but you are going to build real human connections. You're going to build real referrals, and you're going to build like what I call like super fans. The people in my world are freaking super fans. The people in Hope's world are super fans. And that's what you want. Versus just pumping out a bunch of money to ads and not even knowing who's ever in your world.
Yeah.
You still got to sell these people.
You need to know who you're talking to, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so key. But for lead gen, your ideal client is hanging out in other Facebook groups, right? Mm-hmm. And you need to think about what they value, right? What does their big picture look like for them? What problem do they have that you can solve, right? And then really focus on painting that picture for them. And then before you know it, you have a new client that's signed. Mm-hmm. But it does start with conversation. Those big companies, Coke, Nike, Adidas, they didn't start off with paid advertisement. They started off with one guy saying, "Oh my God, you guys, I have an idea." Mm-hmm. And that's how it began. It began with conversation. And that's how your business can begin with conversation too.
And this is the thing. I love that you just said this, because sales at the end of the day is literally just solving problems. So go. Your ideal clients are hanging out and solve their problems. You know, if you are listening to this podcast episode and you're like, okay, I help people lose weight after they've had a baby, go hang out in mom Facebook groups where new moms are. And I think this is a thing that a lot of people struggle with. They're so afraid of going into Facebook groups and being like kicked out. They're so afraid of going into Facebook groups and like saying the wrong thing. It's just Facebook. If you get kicked out of a group, you're not going to like real jail. You're not getting like a real fine. You're literally just getting your post taken down. It's not that big of a deal. Literally right before this podcast, I went inside of Boss Moms and I dropped my podcast link. Within 30 seconds, my podcast link got taken down. Okay, cool. Like, I just know that I can't drop my podcast link in there. So now I just have to reword it. I have to say something like, "Hey, who in here loves sales podcasts?" You just have to think of different ways. Don't overthink it. Don't get stuck in your head. Don't be like, okay, well, if I say this in a Facebook group, maybe the admin will get mad. My stuff gets taken down in Facebook groups all the time. And you don't know unless you try.
Exactly.
And again, it's just Facebook.
Exactly. And then here's the other half. There are three. This is the statistic for real.
Yeah, right. But we guys, listen up here.
There are 3 billion people on Facebook. And I guarantee you that at least one of them wants to buy from you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and there's over 60, there's well over 60,000 Facebook groups. Even if you wanted to try every Facebook group out there, you couldn't get it done in your lifetime. Okay. Yeah. So one Facebook group is not going to kill you.
No, I tell people all the time, I'm like, get kicked out of them. There's a group that every single Wednesday I have a coffee chat, 11 a.m. or 10 a.m. EST time. I'm going to plug it right now. Make sure you guys come and hang out. But there's a group that I know every week my post gets taken down. So what I do is literally I say, "Who in here loves coffee chats?" And then people are like, "Me, me, 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 me." And before it gets taken down, I send them the link. And then within an hour, it gets taken down. Well, within that hour, I've sent the invite to like 10 or 20 people. I literally do it every single week. They're not like messaging me. They're not like sending me a fine. They're literally just taking my post down. But in the infancy of it, I still have sent it out to like 10 or 20 people.
Exactly.
It's not that big of a deal.
And you don't know until you try.
Yeah, just get it out there. All right, we're going to switch this conversation because you and I actually work together. I had the privilege of mentoring you for a 6-week intensive, and you have been by far one of my favorite clients. But one of the reasons why you have been one of my favorite clients, not only was it because of your energy, just because I feel like you're like almost like a little mini me, but because of the characteristics that you possess. And I talk about this a lot, that I love to attract in higher level clients. And a lot of times people think that higher level clients means that they bought my highest level things. They bought into my highest level mastermind, or they bought my highest level program. And that's not always what higher level clients mean. And I know that you work with a lot of people who are like in the infancy of their business, or they're beginners. So they're buying, you know, $97 programs, $197 programs, $300 programs, and they're still high level clients. So let's talk about high level clients does not mean just what they spend. It's about the characteristics that make you a high level client. So let's talk about it from your end, because you work with a lot of beginners. Right. What makes people higher level clients in your realm of thinking?
So for me, my higher level clients are, one, I'm going to keep them in my world. Right? I want to nurture these people, right? Yeah. Because they get results. Mm-hmm. Higher level clients always get results. Mm-hmm. And the reason
they're
that they get
resourceful.
Yes, they're resourceful. Mm-hmm. And the reason that they're like this is because they have an innate ability to take action and run with whatever you give them, right? So when I first came into the online space, I met a lot of people who weren't getting results. They weren't doing what they were instructed to do, right? They weren't doing anything that was going to move the needle for them, right? They would sit on it. They would contemplate it. They would want to do it, but they didn't do it. And these people were buying $10,000 programs. Mm-hmm. $10,000. $10,000 does not make you an action taker. It doesn't make you a high level client.
No.
And it's also high level people are ambitious, right? High level people see the big picture. High level people know that really good habits and consistency and all of those things are going to be key to their success. It's not a one and done overnight. Oh, thank you so much for solving my problem. It actually requires a little bit of effort, and it requires a sense of pride about being able to accomplish something, right?
And I love that you said that about, they've invested $10,000, because there's this theory online. There's this theory in the wonders of social media, which I would call as like outer space in most people's world of thinking, that like you have to invest high dollars to be a high level client. Well, if I invest $100,000, that's a high level investment for me. If somebody invests $47, that may be a high level investment for them. If somebody invests $5,000, that might be their equivalent to $100,000 for me. If somebody is just starting out and all they can truly afford is a $97 masterclass, that might be a high level investment for them. So who am I as a mentor, as a coach, to decide what is a high level investment for somebody? And I'm so sick of coaches in this online space, like rolling their eyes at people and saying like, oh, well, she's not high level because she only joined stories that sell for $97. So I'm not going to treat her like a high level client, when maybe she's working as, you know, a waitress and all she can truly afford to invest in her business is $97. But she shows up to that $97 masterclass and she puts everything she can into action. And she actually gets more results than my person who shows up in my $10,000 mastermind, and $10,000 is like nothing to them because they're making multiple six figures and they don't even show up for half the calls. So it's like, we sometimes judge what someone's high level investment is, but we don't know anything about their backstory.
Exactly.
That makes me crazy. So it's like, I never take anybody's investments for granted, whether again, they buy something at $47, $97, $27, $3,000, $10,000. And just because someone has invested even in me at higher level things does not mean by any means that they are a higher level client, because there's characteristics that make you a high level client, not just how much you've put down at the table.
Exactly. And I will say this. So like, it is one of my personality traits that I am a hyper achiever, right?
100%
you are. I want to achieve. I want to go out. I want to move and shake things up. I want to be successful. I have this big dream, big vision, and I'm on the road, right? And I am just full throttle. The foot is on the gas. Let's freaking do it. So I am that personality type. Anytime I invest, I've invested with you. I've invested with a few other people. No matter the amount of money that I have spent, I get results every time. It doesn't have to be a $10 thing. It could be a $3,500 thing. It could be a $500 thing. Whatever it is, I get the results, because I know that my action is what will make me successful. Not buying the thing, not the amount of money, and not even sometimes necessarily the coach, right? So it's always about my inner expectations of myself.
That's I love that you said that. So one of the characters, so I just did a post on this today on my Instagram. I don't know when this podcast will come up. I just did a post on this today on my Instagram. And one of the characteristics that I see as a high level client is they are self-led. And that's exactly what you just said. I don't need to babysit someone. I don't need to say like, Hope, did you book your calls for our one-on-one? Hope, did you do your homework to get inside the Facebook group? Hope, did you watch the replay? High level clients are self-led. So just what you said is like, you're going to get the results regardless if I'm teaching it, Kristen's teaching it, Becca's teaching it, Kelly's teaching it, whoever's teaching it, because you have the characteristic type of what it is that you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're sitting here and if you're listening to this and you're wondering this about the people in your world, go find out if they got results from a $20 thing. Go find out if they bought, because we see this, right? Go ask them, hey, did you do Janice's $20 lead gen thing? Did you do that? How did it go? Did it work for you? And if they say, yes, it was great, I loved it, here's the link. That's your high level person, right? Because it's a $20 thing and they got the results. And then the other half is that, you know, when I talk to people, and if they don't have the fire, right? People have fire inside of them sometimes, and you can see it. You can see it when you speak to them on Zoom. You can hear it in their voice. You can hear it when they smile. That's a characteristic that you want. You want to work with people like that because they're going to light your fire. So it's reciprocal energy there.
Yeah. And I always say, like, do the mirror test, like look in the mirror and see, like, who are you? Are you someone that's self-led? Are you someone that's an action taker, right? Like, I'm an action taker. I'm self-led. So who do I attract in? Action takers, people that are self-led. So a lot of times we are curious, like, why we're not actually attracting in this higher level client. We need to look in the mirror and be like, okay, well, I'm not really showing up. I'm not really consistent. I'm not really self-led. I'm asking my coach to be a savior for me. Well, then that's who you're actually attracting in. So yeah. I love kind of where this conversation went, but Hope, what do you have going on right now? How can people work with you? Tell my audience all the things.
Oh, I have all the things to tell you.
Tell us all the things, because we're going to put it all in the show notes so people can definitely slide into your DMs or your Facebook group and let us know all the things.
Awesome. So one of the things I want to tell you is that I just launched a group coaching program, which is amazing. It is called the Social Profit Success Program. And it is a rolling program. So every 6 weeks, we will have new people inside of it. But it's really for the person that is spinning their wheels. They're trying to be everywhere. They're trying to do all the things. And again, we want to do one thing at a time, you guys.
Why is that important? We have a few minutes left in the show. Why is it so important?
Get really good at one thing, because when you're putting all your energy and your attention and your focus, you're going to get really good at it faster. Okay. If you're trying to do Instagram, if you're trying to do Pinterest, if you're trying to do Facebook, you can't be in 300 places at one time and your mind can't handle it. Your energy will be exhausted. You're going to be losing leads, which is leaving money on the table. Okay. So you've got to really focus in and get really good at one thing and then expand, right? We all do this. Every business starts like this. Well, we had just talked about this. Mark Zuckerberg did not start with Facebook and LinkedIn and all these other things and Instagram. And he didn't do that. He started with one platform. Mm-hmm. So with that,
just in like mind, with your offers, get good at selling one thing first before you put 1800 things out there, you know? Yeah. Do I sell a ton of offers? Yes. But I started with one first.
Exactly. So yes. So if you are spinning your wheels and you want to get really good at Facebook, you want to leverage Facebook groups and you want to bring in consistent leads, I have the Social Profit Success Program as a rolling program. The other thing is I have a free community, which I would love to have you guys part of. It's
yes, called it's so good.
Yes. Confident, Successful Female Entrepreneurs. You can find us on Facebook. We also have coffee chats. We have ways to connect. We have events going on in there. And it's just a lot of fun. I love my community so much. They're very uplifting, inspiring and empowering women. And so it's an amazing place. And yeah, that's what I got going on.
Awesome. Cope, I love you. I love your community. I love your coffee chats. I literally love everything about you. So you guys, as you're listening to this podcast, go connect with Hope Long. I do know that she's not on Instagram very much, but you can definitely find her in my Facebook group. You can find her on her Facebook group. And then we'll definitely put all of her information in the show notes and go connect with her. She is just a ball of energy and she is doing big things in this space. And she's definitely one to watch out for. So Hope, thank you for being on the show today. I absolutely appreciate you and adore you, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or take a screenshot and share it on social media and don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode, but until then, feel free to slide into my DMs because I cannot wait to get to know you better.